And we're beginning the 10th perek of the Masechta, Perek Kol HaTodir. This one actually is a little bit like the 8th perek in that many of the concepts that we're going to be discussing in it are actually very applicable to halachas nowadays, unlike much of the rest of the Masechta, which is Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Here we're going to be focusing on the order of precedence between korbanos and the factors that factor the things that factor into that are called Todir and Mekodesh. Todir is one thing is more or less common than the other. For example, the carbon talmud is more todir than anything else, and mekodesh, as in some things have greater kedusha than others. So the subject of the perek, or at least at the beginning of the perek, is going to be the order of precedence between these things. So for example, it comes up, these kinds of factors come up as far as questions like, for example, if you have two mitzvahs available to do, which one should come first? If you have, for example, two haftaras that are to be read, which were two kriyas haftaras, for example, Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh, which one should come first, and what happens if you do them out of order, et cetera, all kinds of different things that come out of these dinim of Todir and Mekodesh. So the Mishnah starts off, kol ha-todir mechaveri, anything which is more common, which happens more often than something else, kodim mechaveri, then that comes before the other thing. So for example, the Mishnah is going to go on to give an example that korbanos of Shabbos come before Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos is every week, Rosh Chodesh is only once a month. So the Mishnah continues. Tmidim korban lemusafin. So to start with, the korban tamid comes before the korban musaf. Now Tosfos brings up the point that the Gemara mentions in other places that anyway you can't bring any other korban before the korban tamid. The Gemara mentions in a number of places that the korban tamid of the morning has to be the first thing in the morning, and the korban tamid in the evening has to be is generally speaking the last thing. There's a couple of rare exceptions where you have korbanos that are brought brought after the korban tamid for Ben Abayim, notably the korban Pesach, but basically it's like that. So Tosfos asks then that why do we need the rule of Todir for it? So this point comes up in Pesachim as well, and Tosfos explains that you need one pasuk to tell us that Nedarim and Davis don't come before the Korban Tamid, and the other one to tell you that the Korban Musaf is not before. Tosfos over here doesn't like that answer for a couple of reasons, and they say and they give a couple of answers. One of them being that the pasuk that we're going to bring over here shows that you should shech the Korban Tamid first, and then the one in Pesachim teaches us that you should burn them first. And then another possibility is that you have the Gemara in Pesachim wants to have an explicit pasuk that says he can't bring anything before the Korban Tamid. So our Mishnah says that you bring the Korban Tamid first, but that doesn't show that you can't bring anything before the Tamid first. Maybe it's just a matter you should bring it first. And therefore you need to be told that you need a pasuk in Pesachim to tell us that it has to be that way. And then you have, for example, Tosfos also mentions the point, you have the Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chavitin is also brought every day, so they're equally Todir as the Korban Tamid. So you need a different pasuk to tell us that the Minchas Chavitin doesn't come before the Korban Tamid either. And so on and so forth. Achronim talk about other answers, and then there's a lot of discussion of why both of them, in fact, are needed. An interesting point also that's brought from a Velvel Brisker is they ask the question, when we're saying that Smidin Kronim and Musafin, and that implies all Musafim, even the Musafim of Shabbos, now the Musafim of most Yom Tovim, the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh and all the Yom Tovim include several different types of animals. So, of course, it's impossible to bring the Musaf before the Tamid. For example, you have, in most Musafim, you have seven bulls. So it's easy enough that it would be possible to take one of the bulls, one or more of the bulls, and be makrovit before the Talmud, and the Mishnah is saying you're not supposed to do that. But on Shabbos, you have the Musaf itself consists of two sheep. The Korban Talmud also consists of a sheep. So suppose that you did go and bring the Musaf so how would it even be possible to bring the Musaf on Shabbos before the Talmud, whichever one you shech first, by default, is going to become the Talmud.
So there's a couple of different answers that he gives, one of them being that the Talmud, where the Gemara mentions elsewhere, has to be checked for 4 days before you makriv it, and then musaf not. So if you have an animal that you didn't check for 4 days ahead of time, then that would by default be the musaf and not the Talmud. And he gives a couple of other answers as well, another one being that the Talmud has to be brought together when they're bringing the Korban Talmud. The Kohenim also have to bring two logs of wood and place it on the Mizbeach, besides that they've already set up the wood pile for burning that day's Korbanos. In addition, they also have to, there's a special mitzvah to put two logs of wood. Those go specifically with the Talmud, not with the Musaf. So there's a couple of different possibilities. But anyway, our Mishnah is saying that the Talmud comes before the Musaf. Next, within the Musafim themselves, Musfei Shabbos Koymen the Musfei Rishchodesh. If Rishchodesh comes out on Shabbos, as it will next week, for example, then the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rishchodesh, again because of Todu, because Shabbos comes more often than Rishchodesh. Musfei Rishchodesh Koymen Musfei Rosh Hashanah, and the ones of Rishchodesh come before the ones of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is always Rishchodesh, and you do in fact have to bring bring the Talmud on Rishchodesh as well. And then you have to bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh as well, and so you do that before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Milvad Olos, in general, how do we know this concept of Todu? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Milvad Olos HaBoker, Asher LaOlos HaTomid, with the exception of the Ola of the morning, which is for the Ola of the Tomid, Tasuas Eli. You should do these, meaning, in other words, implying that and then after that, the pasuk talks about the musafim. So therefore, that implies that the musafim have to come before, that the musafim have to come after the tamid. Besides, for the tamid, having brought the tamid, then you continue when you bring the musaf. So the Gemara says menolon. Where do we know this from? This point of Todir Koydik. Gemara says, what do you mean menolon? We just said kidkama time, and the Mishnah had said because the pasuk says milvad olos habayim. So what is the Gemara asking? So the answer is, what we mean by the question is, fine, that pasuk would tell us that the musafim come after the tamidim, because the pasuk is saying, besides for the morning oila, which is the tamid oila, you should do these, the musafim. So fine, that implies that the tamidim come first. The musafim, menolon, but where do we know the same thing applies among the musafim themselves, as we said in the Mishnah, for example, Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Chodesh before Rosh Hashanah, is for that we need a different source. And the answer is Omar Ila do Omar Kro, because the Pasuk says by the Musafim of Pesach, Ko'ela Tasu Layon Shivas Yomi. The Pasuk says, like these, you should do every day for 7 days. This is the famous Ko'ela that people like to make big noise of when the Chazan, when the Baal Koda lanes it, because it has an Azla Gedesh Ko'ela. Anyway, so we actually learn from it. And it means Eila Ko'ela. It means these should be like those. Namely, here the Pasuk says Ko'ela Tasulayim. Then you have the Pasuk Eila, Tasuas Eila. The Pasuk says that the Mishnah had quoted, Tasuas Eila, that you should do these, namely the Musafim. And we're saying that the Ko'ela means like these, meaning the Musafim of Pesach should be similar. So therefore we learn that just like the Talmud comes before the Musaf, the same way within the Musafim themselves, Ko'ela, there's the same kind of thing, that one has an advantage over the other in terms of Todir. If one of them is more common than the other, what happens more often than the other, then we do that. So we learn that way, in fact, in effect, the Mishnah has not quoted the entire Limud. The Mishnah only quoted half the Limud that it says Tasuas Eila, but in fact, we learn it from the fact that the Pasuk then says Ko'ela Tasula Yom Shivas Yomin in the next Pasuk. So they want to ask, how can you learn from that? Don't you need the words Ko'ela Tasu Layoim Legufa just to tell us exactly that every day you have to bring the same Musaf? Now the point being, in other words, unlike Sukkos, where every day the Musaf is different, every day you have one less power, by Pesach it's not like that. Every day you bring the exact same Musaf. So the Pasuk needs to be telling us that every day you bring the exact same. How are we doubting it from anything? The answer is in Cain, if that's all it meant. Nichtev, and the Pasuk could have written, Eila Tasu Layoim. These are what you should do for each day. The fact that it says Ko'ela, then we can doubt him from it, that it means that it should be like the Eila, that it means that here also you have the matter of Todir. So the Gemara says, no, you can't. Because of Eila Tasula Yom Shiva Sayyamin, if it said these you should do without the kof, the Havamini, you would say Eila Shiva Sayyamin Ein Midyah Rin Aloy, then you would say these are for the 7 days, and Ein Midyah Rin Aloy is in parenthesis. It grows out, it's a mistake. We're not saying Midyah Rin would mean something else. We're not saying there shouldn't be anything else. We're saying that if it weren't for the word Ko'ela, you would think when the Pasuk says that you bring seven bulls, it means that you bring one every day. There are 7 days Pesach, Doraisa. So therefore, so maybe the pasuk would mean that altogether during Pesach you bring seven bulls as musafim, and every day you bring one of them. So therefore, you need the word ko'ela to tell us that no, every single day there are seven bulls. So then there's nothing extra over there that you can use for a derasha. The answer is no. Layoim ksib. So the pasuk says, how would the pasuk have phrased it? Eila tasu layoim shivas yom. These you should do for each day, 7 days. So that makes it clear that the numbers that it says there are two, seven bulls, and then and seven bulls, and then and one ram, and so on and so forth, two rams, whatever it is, and so forth, apply to every single day. So therefore, so now you don't need the kaf for that in order to teach us that, and therefore the kaf is available for a drosha, for Reb Ila's drosha, that it means that we apply the same concept of Ela as we did in the Mishnah of Todi Rishayna Todi. So you must have still, that's still not satisfying. That's still not satisfactory. Because if it, even though it says layoim, ema, you might have thought to say, ela layoim, that these you should do on the first day. I will shau yoim, but the rest of the days of Pesach, lo yadayna kama, you wouldn't know how many. Maybe the Pasuk is saying, like, for 7 days you bring a musaf. Fine. But how many do you bring everyone? How many, maybe it means on the first day you bring seven bulls. On the rest of them you bring a musaf. We don't know how much. And therefore it needs to say ko'ela to tell us that no, every single day is the same thing. So again, that being the case, then we're using the word ko'ela, l'gufo, just to teach us the actual din, and we don't have it available for a drosh. The answer is no, because omakro tasu, because the pasuk says, you should do, or you should make, from which we learn, shiyu kola asiyas shavis. All the doings should be equal. Whatever you're doing on the first day is exactly what you should do the other ones, the other days as well. So therefore, there's no way that we could think that it means the first day you do seven, and the second day, and the third day, and so forth. You do other numbers, even without the word layoim. Just the word tasu alone means that every day you should do the same thing. So again, it could have said, Eila tasu layoim shivas yamim, these you should do every day for 7 days, and it would be very clear that it means every single day the korban is exactly the same, and therefore when it doesn't do that and it says ko'ela, then we have it for a derasha. Okay. So we've entered how Reb Ila does his derasha is because the kof is in fact extra and we didn't need it for the simple meaning of the pasuk. Abaye gives a different answer. You don't even need to daushin specifically from the chof. You can actually daushin, you don't need to daushin from the pasuk ko'ela at all. You can daushin only from the pasuk that it says in the Mishnah that the concept of todir applies not only between the tamid and the musafim, but even between the musafim themselves. You can learn from that very pasuk alone. According to Reb Ila, in other words, the Mishnah had only brought half the derasha. It brought the pasuk. But in reality, the rest of the limud, the fact that it applies between the different kinds of musafim themselves, is learned from the pasuk ko'ela and specifically from the chof. Abaye is saying, never mind that. From the one pasuk in the Mishnah alone, you can learn this. Because in Cain, if the pasuk meant just that the tamid goes before the musaf, but among the musafim themselves, there's no precedence. Le'makrom milavad olas haboker v'tishtei. The pasuk could have just said, besides for the ola of the morning, and then stopped there. There's nothing else to be said. Of course, we know that the morning ola is the tamid. Asher la'olas ha'tamid lamali. Why does it need to continue with the words asher la'olas ha'tamid? It teaches us that the reason why the olas ha'tamid comes first is because of the todir, and from that we learn lameima. That teaches us to hachtit zira tiktum, that the rule is always going to be that whatever is todir comes first. So we can learn from those, because otherwise, if it was just to tell us that the fact that a musaf comes after the tamid, there's no reason to mention the fact asher la'olas ha'tamid. So that teaches us that the pasuk is giving us a reason, and since the reason is not needed over here, then we can use it among the musafim themselves. Again, as Tosfos points out, there is a different limud in Pesachim for the fact that you can't bring any other carbon before the carbon tamid shal shachar. And again, as we talked about, there's a number of different answers that Tosfos give and that various other various achronim give to explain why indeed we need two limudim. Okay, that was as far as todir. Now let's talk about as far as mekudosh. You have another factor, which is when one thing has greater kedusha than the other. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveri, any korban which has greater kedusha than another one, Kodim Mechaveri, comes before that other korban. So here we were talking about in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, we were talking about the Talmud and the Musafin. All of them have the same kedusha because all of them are korbanos olam, with the exception of, you have it with most Musafim, you have a goat for a chatas. We're going to talk over here about that. We're going to talk about over here about a chatas versus an olam. But other than that, all of the other korbanos of Musafim are all oilless, so it's all the same kedusha. Here we're going to talk about different types of korbanos that have different degrees of kedusha. So the rule is going to be then that whatever is more kaddish comes first. So let's go through the cases. Dama chatas kodim l'dama oila. The first example is that the sprinkling of the blood of the chatas comes before the oila. Suppose, in other words, it actually says you have in this case and in all the other cases we're going to be talking about. So let's say both of them have been shechted, and now the question is which one the kohen should do first. So the blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the oilam, because a chatas makes the person acceptable by Hashem. Again, a chatas is meant for when a person did something that's chayav paris, so he needs a tremendous kapara, so therefore that goes ahead of the oilam. On the other hand, when it comes to the, so that's as far as the blood of the, Oila is mechaper also, but chatas is mechaper for chayve krisis, which is more serious. Tosfos actually points out that the Mishnah should have pointed out another reason the chatas comes first. Namely, we're going to go on to say in the Mishnah that a factor that one korban goes ahead of the other is how many times the blood is applied to the mizbeach, and the chatas is applied four times, as we've been learning all this time, and the oila is only twice. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? Tosfos says that's a fair point. But that itself wouldn't be reason enough to, the fact is, on the other hand, the Ola is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore it has a different higher level of Kedusha, so we can't say the fact that the Chatas is applied four times and the Ola twice is reason enough, and therefore instead we need the reason that the Chatas is Mechaper for more than what the Ola is. Next, on the other hand, Evra Ola Kodmin Laimure Chatas. On the other hand, if you have the Korbanos have both had their blood sprinkled, and now there's what needs to be brought on some Mizbeach, the limbs of the Ola will come before the Emurim of the Chatas. Neshahu Kolom Le'ishin, because the Ola is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore that's a greater degree of Kedusha. In other words, in terms of what's offered on the Mizbeach, you have greater Kedusha over here. A chatas will come before the bringing of a chatas comes before the atom. Because the blood of the chatas is daubed on the four corners of the mizbeach, as opposed to the atom is only shtei matanos shtei nevarim. The ala yisoid, and in addition also the blood of the chatas the dalad kronos ala yisoid al dalad kronos ve ala yisoid. So it goes as well on the yisoid. Now, Rashi points out, I mean, the Osham also, the rest of the blood goes on the Yisoid. So how is that an advantage of the Chatas over the Osham? So Rashi says because by the Osham, it doesn't actually say in the Pasuk to put the Shirayim on the Yisoid. It says it explicitly by the Chatas, but not by the Osham. The Shittimu Kubetis asks on that, that the fact is, you put it on the Yisoid. Who cares whether it says in the Pasuk or not? So he says, fine, maybe Ala Yisoid is not really part of the reason we're mentioning Ala Yisoid, by the way, but it's true that that's not really an advantage to the Chatas over the Oila. And then he goes on to say that maybe it means the Chatas comes before the Osham because the blood goes on the Kronos. In addition, it also requires Shvichas Shirayim, just like the Osham does. Achronim talk about possibilities that maybe the difference is what Rashi means is when the pasuk says you have to pour out the shirayim, then you actually have to leave some blood over in order to spill the shirayim. It is true, by the way, the shirayim are not ma'akev. But as we learned earlier in the Masechta, but nevertheless, there still would be a mitzvah to leave some over, as opposed to by the Osham, maybe not, since it doesn't even say in the pasuk. Next, Osham kodim l'todah ve'el nazir, and Osham comes before todah, or the ram, the shlomim that a nazir brings, because the Osham is kodshe kodshim as opposed to the todah, and the el nazir are kodshim kanim. There is, of course, the point that an Osham is also mechaper for Averis, but Tosfos points out, not always. The Osham of the nazir and the Osham of Mitzora are not really meant to be mechaper. They're to be machshir. They're to make him be able to enter the next stage in the case of a nazir that now is nazirus is finished, and in the case of a nazir that is nazirus is finished, and in the case of a mitzora that now his saras is over and he can re-enter normal society and enter the bais hamikdash and so forth. So therefore, so we can't say the blanket statement that an oshim is coming to be mechaper, but we can say that the oshim is kodshim as compared to the other ones that are kodshim kalim. Tosfos also points out another point as well is that even though the oshim is mechaper, on the other hand, the toda and the el nazir come together with many loaves of bread, and therefore that would be a reason to consider them to have greater kedusha. But the fact that the oshim is kodshim wins out over that. Next. Toda ve'el nazir kodmim l'shlamim. The toda and the el nazir come before other kinds of shlamim. Because they can be eaten for only one day, as opposed to the shlamim of 2 days. Or to'unin lechem, and the toda and the el nazir have to be brought together with bread. So therefore, that means they have greater kedusha. Basically, it means also the order that we're following here in the Mishnah, for the moral, in a way, is kind of also the order that we had in Ezer Mekoyman. There you have the Chatois, then the Oila, then the Osham, then the Todah El Nazir, and then the regular Shlomim. So that's the order of Kedusha as well. Shlomim Kodmin the Bechor. Shlomim come before the Bechor, again, as far as sprinkling the blood or whatever. Because the shlomim has to be applied in 4 places to the mizbeach. Because after all, you have shtein matronas shtein arba. It's true. You don't have 4 separate daubings like you do by the chatas, but you do have the blood is applied to all 4 sides of the mizbeach when it comes to a shlomim, as opposed to a bechor is only matona achas, or smicha. In addition, a shlomim also requires smicha, bechor not. Or nesachim, and also a shlomim comes with nesachim, which a bechor does not. Or tenufas chazav shoyk, and the shlomim has the breast and thigh waved and given to the kohen, which the bechor does not. So therefore, for all those reasons, the shlomim is considered to have greater kedusha than the bechor. A bechor kodem lemaiser. In turn, a bechor comes before maiser behema, because the kedusha of a bechor is from birth, as opposed to maiser becomes kodesh only later on when you designate it as maiser. And also the bechor is eaten only by kohenim, as we say in Ezer Mekoyman. Bechor nechal kohenim hamaser b'chol adam. Next, hamaser kodim la'ofis. Maaser behema comes ahead of bird korbanos, and that means even oilas, even though we said before that an oila outranks almost anything in terms of dusha, but maisu, even though it's at the end of the line, it comes ahead of birds, if nesho is zept. Because the maisu behema is a korban that is shechted. And since most korbanos are shechted, then that's considered to be greater kedusha. In other words, there's more times when you have a mitzvah to shecht a korban than you do to do malika, which applies only to birds. And also, the yeshvay kodshe kodshim domer ve'imura. Furthermore, also the maisu, even though it itself is kodshim kalim, it does also have though parts of it that are kodshe kodshim that are offered on the mizbeach, namely the blood and the imurim of it, as opposed to a chatas ha'oif, whereas we learned that when we learned the dinim about a. When we learned the dinim about a chatas ha'oif, then we said that nothing of it goes on the mizbeach except the blood. The entire body of it is eaten by koyanim, as opposed to, again, by the maaser, we're saying where the emurim do go on the mizbeach. Now it is true that that's only the chatas ha'oif. It is true that the oilas ha'oif doesn't have that. The oilas ha'oif is completely burnt on the mizbeach, unlike maaser. On the other hand, Rashi points out, once we said before that chatas comes before oila, and the Mishnah is going to go on to say that chatas ha'oif comes before oila ha'oif, then by transference it follows that the maaser is going to have to come before, if it's going to come before chatas ha'oif, it's certainly going to come before oila ha'oif. So in that case, then we would say the fact is that in other words, the order of precedence would be as follows. The Meiser, first of all, is shechted, which is considered a greater mitzvah, set up because it applies to most korbanos. Second of all, we're saying that within the Osham, you always have some part of it brought on the Mizdeach, as opposed to a Chata Sa'oif you don't, and once it goes ahead of Chata Sa'oif, then it goes ahead of Ola Sa'oif, because Chata Sa'oif itself comes before Ola Sa'oif. So next, Mishnah continues. Chatois, oifus koimin lemenachos.
Brood korbanos come before menachos, because the brood korbanos involve blood, and blood in general is used for kapara. So again, you have more cases where kapara is accomplished with blood than anything else, and therefore that's considered to be greater kedusha. Within menachos themselves, minchas choyte kodem minchas nedava, the mincha that a sinner brings for korban or leviyurid for certain averus comes ahead of a voluntary mincha, because the minchas choyte comes to be mechaper for a chet, as opposed to the minchas nedava is not. Then we have that the chata sa'oif comes before oila sa'oif. Now, most of the ones that we've learned so far is not based on psukim. Most of them is based on logic of what we realize has greater kedusha than the other. Obviously, the details of which ones, how the blood is applied, and what category they're in, and who eats them, and so forth. It does say in the pasuk, but the actual fact that, for example, a chata should come ahead of an oila, or that an osham should come before toda and el nozim, and so forth, this we all figured out logically. Now, this particular one that was saying chata sa'if comes before oila sa'if, that Rashi points out, the Gemara is going to tell us on Daf Tzadik, an actual pasuk where we learn that. So chata sa'if kedemes la'oila sa'if. So when a person is bringing a chata sa'if and an oila sa'if together, the chata sa'if comes first, as we'll learn from the pasuk, v'chen behekdesha, and the same thing when it comes to be machdeshik, when a person buys a pair of birds that are going to be for an ola and a chatas, where you have a variety of cases a person does that. A woman gave birth, a zov, a number of other cases where a person has to bring two birds as a korban. Then what you should do is, when you're designating them, you should first designate the chatas and then designate the ola. We learned earlier in the Masechta, you have the concept called kain struma versus kain refureshes. You have a pair of birds that you're bringing as a korban, you can either, when you're buying them, decide that I want now, as of now, I'm deciding that this one will be the chatas and this one will be the oila, and that's called kain mefureshes, where the pair is explicitly designated which is which, versus you can have kain stuma, where you leave it unspecified, and later on when the kohen brings them, then he'll decide which is which. So if you're going to do a kain mefureshes, then you're supposed to first say this one will be the chatas and then this one will be the oila. Okay. So the Gemara starts off. Minohani Mili. Where do we know this that we said, they started in the Mishnah, that the chatas comes before the oila? Not as far, and that when it comes to the blood, the chatas comes before the oila, but when it comes to the evarim, when it comes to the limbs, then the oila comes ahead of the chatas. We're not dealing yet with the bird korban. The bird korbanus we'll deal with later on, that topic. Right now we're dealing with the animal korbanus. How we know that chatas comes ahead, how we know that when it comes to blood, chatas comes first, but when it comes to evarim versus emurim, the oila comes first. So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan." We learn in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, "By the when the Levim were bringing a korban, by the Hanukkah Mishkan in Parshas Va'aloscha, it describes how the Levim had to be inaugurated into their position as Levim, who are going to be helping the Kohanim in the Mishkan, in the Avodah of the Mishkan." And the pasuk describes the korbanos that they brought. So it says that they first bring one par, and then ufar sheni ben bokor tikach lachatas, and then a second bull they should bring as a chatas. Now why does it need to say ufar sheni? Im bol lamed shehin shnayim. If the pasuk is just telling us that they have to bring two bulls, you don't need harei kranem. But the pasuk continues, but also as echad chatas as echad oila, that you should do one as a chatas and the second one as an oila. So obviously there were two animals. Ma tamad loimo farsheni ben bakar tikach lachatas. So why does the pasuk have to say that you should bring a second bull as a chatas? So from that we learn as follows: sheyochol shetei chatas kedemus lachol ma'ase oila. You would think that maybe the chatas should come ahead of everything with the oila, not just as far as the sprinkling of the blood, like we said in the Mishnah. Maybe also if you have both of them have had their blood applied to the mizbeach already, and now it comes to brooding the parts of them on the mizbeach, maybe the chatas should still come first. Tavad Loima, that is why the pasuk says to say that not. Ufar sheni ben bokar tikach lachatas. The second one you should take for the chatas, meaning when it comes to there is something about that korban that should be second. The reason why you would have thought that it should go in that order, chatas, everything with the chatas, and then the other, is because the pasuk says that you should do esa echad chatas v'esa echad oila. So therefore, that implies that the chatas should be first. But since now it calls the chatas sheni, then it means it should be second.
Now, e parasheni, if you're only looking at the pasuk parasheni, yochol tohei oila kodemus lachatas lachol maaser, maybe the oila should go ahead of the chatas and everything, maybe the oila should be completely finished up first and put on the mizbeach to burn and only then start with the chatas. No, tamad l'mavol seres achad chatas v'es achad oila. No, because the pasuk says that you should do one for a chatas and one for an oila. So you have one pasuk that's telling you that the chatas comes first, and a different one then that tells you that the oila comes first. Ha-ketzad, how do you reconcile it? Dam chatas toidim l'dam oila mifnei meratza. So the answer is the blood of the chatas will come first because the blood is what accomplishes the kapara. And again, by chatas you have a greater degree of kapara that's necessary, not particularly by levim. Levim's chatas is not really coming for an avera of theirs, but in general the idea is that chatas is mechaper for chayvet krisus. And therefore, that should come. Therefore, its blood should come first. Every oila chola, whereas the evorim of the oila should come before the chatas, because they were already at that point. You're not dealing with kapara anymore. The main kapara has already been accomplished with the blood, and now it's just a matter of what you do with the korban. And then the oila, the fact that it's burnt completely on the mizbeach gives reason to give it precedence. Well, that's the braisa. So they want to ask Ramai. Fine, but why should we say that all four matonis of the chatas should be done before you do the blood of the oila? Maybe matona kamaisa de mechaper tikdum. Maybe only the first matona should be mechaper, which is the one that's mechaper, should come first. Because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, we had machlokas b'shamay b'shilol, where the chatas, what's the minimum number of applications of blood that are needed in order for the korban to be kosher? And the halacha is like b'shilol, that you need only one. So maybe then you should do, fine, you do the one application of blood of the chatas, that way at least you're mechaper, then do the hanachloi, but the rest not. Maybe then at that point you should interrupt with the chatas, do the oila, because after all the pasuk is implying that the oila comes first, and the oila is burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore has greater kedusha, and then you'll do the rest of the applications of the chatas afterwards. So the answer is no, because Omer Avinu, hocha b'chatas alevim askinim, because after all, we're talking about over here the chatas of the levim, which is not being brought for a kapara in a less direct way it is for kapara. Rashi brings on the psukim over there that the idea is the levim are substituting for the bechurim, and the bechurim are worshipped by the zara, by the eagle, and therefore much of what the levim are doing is symbolic of what a person would do if he worshipped by the zara. But nevertheless, the fact is we are talking about the chatas of the levim. And even though, in a way, the chatas is like an ola, in the sense that it's not coming for a specific avera, it's not coming for an avera of the levim, nevertheless, ka'om rachmana, he tikdur. Nevertheless, the Torah is telling us that it should come first. So therefore, we see from that, it's not even a matter of the fact that a chatas is coming to be mechaker, and then you could say, well, maybe it's enough to do one application and do the basic kapara, and you'll do the rest later. The Torah is implying to us that the chatas has something about it that comes first, even when it's more like an oila in the sense that it's not being brought for an avera. That's one answer. The Ma'arav Amri in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they give a different answer. Once he began with the matonis of the chatas, then it's logical that he should just finish with them and not interrupt in the middle for an oila. So you don't really need to say that the chatas of Leviim is special, and that from that we're going to learn to the other chatas. We can say just the fact that it's obvious from the psukim that you have to do something with the chatas first, and then already you finish up that avoda before you start on something else. The Gemara says he boiled. The Chachamim had a question. Dam chatas ve'evrei oila ezimehen koidim. So far we talked about if you have the blood of the chatas versus the oila, and if you have the imurim of the chatas versus the evorim of the oila. What about if you have, right now, you have the blood of the chatas has to be sprinkled, and the limbs of the oila that have to be burned. Ezimehen koidim, which one comes first? Dam chatas koidim of nation meratza. Should the blood of the chatas come first? Because as we've been saying, that's meratza. That's what makes the person acceptable by Hashem again. That's mechaper for his avera. Or maybe the limbs of the oila come first because they're completely burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore that's considered to be greater kedusha. If it was a matter of blood versus blood, you'd say, sure, the kapara of the chatas wins out over the kapara of the oila. But at this point, the kapara of the oila has already been done, and now you're talking about evorim, where, as we said, the oila has precedence because they're burnt completely on the mizbeach. So which one comes first?
The Gemara says, Toshma, well, we can try to prove from our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Dam Chathas Kodim La Dam Ola. The blood of the Chathas comes before the blood of the Ola, implying the Dam Ola Hu De Kodim La Evre Ola La Kodim. So it comes before the blood of the Ola. It doesn't come before the Evronim of the Ola. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Ad Rabam is safer. But on the other hand, look at the safer of the Mishnah. Evre Ola Kodim La Emuri Chathas. The limbs of the Ola come before the Emurim of the Chathas. La Emuri Chathas Hu De Kodim La Dam Chathas La Kodim. Implying they come before the Emurim of the Chathas, but not before the blood of the Chathas. Ella, so you're right, the Gemara says, my whole lack of a Mishnah, we can't deduce anything from our Mishnah. The Tanner of our Mishnah was obviously not getting into and addressing that detail, and if we didn't phrase the Mishnah in a way from which we could learn that din. So the result is that we don't know, and in fact the Rambam paskins that he can do it in either order. He can do whichever one first. One way of looking at it is that it's Sofik, and therefore you can do it either way, and that's the Chafetz Chaim learns that way. The Sfas Emes says it's not really a Sofik, the Mishnah itself. When we say Mahol Lekel Mishnah, we know. In other words, the Tana of the Mishnah is leaving room for both possibilities. The Tana of the Mishnah himself is implying it's not even a matter of Sofik. Each one of them has a valid reason to be ahead of the other one, and therefore that's also a valid reason why the Kohen can decide on the spot which one to do things. But not really a matter of suffix, but rather a matter of that's how it is. That in fact they're considered equally balanced, and either one can be done first. Okay. Here's another one. Here's another question. Dam Ola da Emurim Chathas. What about the other way around? What if you have the blood of the Ola and the Emurim Chathas Ezeman Kodim? Which one comes first? Dam Ola Kodim de Ka'asim Koyach Kolol. Should we say the blood of the Ola comes first because it comes from the Koyach of something that will be completely burnt on the Mizbeach? The blood itself, of course, is not burnt on the Mizbeach. It's sprinkled. But the Korban to which that blood, from which that blood comes, is going to be completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So maybe that grants the blood itself enough of a degree of Kedusha that therefore it should come first. Or maybe the Emurim of the Chathas should come first to call him the Koyach Mechaper, because they come from the power of something which is Mechaper. He said before that Chathas should come first, the blood of the Chathas comes before the blood of the Ola because it's Mechaper. Maybe that Koyach extends even to its Emurim. So that's Tosfos points out. Up till now, we were dealing with the Mechaper itself and the Kolol itself. Now we're talking about something which is an outgrowth of that, the blood of the Ola, which is an outgrowth of the fact that it's Kolol. The Emurim of the Chathas, which is an outgrowth of the fact that it's Mechaper. So which one comes first? So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's again try to prove from our Mishnah, Dam Chathas Kodim L'Dam Ola, the blood of the Chathas comes before the blood of the Ola, implying Dam Chathas Kodim L'Dam Ola, only the blood of the Chathas comes first, Avalei Murim Chathas Loi, but the Murim of the Chathas would not come before the blood of the Ola. But again, the Gemara says, Ad Rabbi Sefer, but on the contrary, you could learn from the Sefer that's the other way around, Evre Ola Kodim L'Murim Chathas, that only the limbs of the Ola come before the Murim of the Chathas, which might imply Evre Ola Hudikadim L'Murim Chathas, only the limbs of the Ola come before the Emurim, Abel Dam Ola Loi, maybe the blood of the Ola is not considered significant enough, because even though, again, the Ola will be completely burnt on the Mizbeach, the blood is only an outgrowth of that, so maybe that's not enough to make a difference. And again, the Gemara says, Elamai Hol Lekel Mishnah, we know the same thing, then you can't prove anything one way or the other from the Mishnah. So here also it's left open, and again, the halacha would be that the Kohen could do it in either order he wants. Okay? Here's another question. Dam Ola, the Dam Osham Ezman Kodim. What about if you have the blood of an Ola and the blood of an Osham that are both ready to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach? Which one comes first? Ezman Kodim. Dam Ola Kodim to Kaasim Koyach Kolol. Does the blood of the Ola come first because the Ola itself will be completely burnt on the Mizbeach? So it's considered to be a greater degree of Kedusha. Maybe the blood of the Osham comes first because the Osham is Mechaper. Is in parenthesis, it doesn't really belong. The blood of the Osham itself is Mechaper. Because after all, fine, an Osham is not Mechaper for Chayvei Krisus, like El Chathas is, but it's Mechaper for certain kinds of Averis. Most of them anyway, again, an Osham Nozer and an Osham Metzorda are not in that category, but the other ones, Osham Zelus, Osham Ne'ilus, Shifra Parufa, those are machaper for types of Averis. So maybe therefore the blood of the Osham should come before the Ola even. Well, the Gemara says Toshma, let's again prove from our Mishnah.
Dam Chatas Poidim L'Dam Ola. We say the blood of the Chatas comes before the blood of the Ola, which seems to imply Aval Dam Oshem Loi, implying that only the Chatas comes before the Ola, implying that Oshem does not. So therefore, that would answer the question. But the Gemara says that's not really a proof. Bidinu di bo le misni dam osham. Really, the Mishnah could have mentioned the blood of the osham and said that it comes even before the ola because, as we're saying, the osham is mechaper and the ola is not. But I did bo le misni sefer. Now, the Mishnah wants to continue and tell us, on the other hand, there is a case where the ola comes before the chatas, namely when it comes to the parts burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, you can't put in the osham over there. The itonela emure osham. If instead the Mishnah had said that the limbs of the oila come before the emurim of the osham and not mention the chatas, have aminela emure osham udikani, the emure chatas lekani. You might say maybe the evorim of the oila come before the emurim of the osham only, which is not as serious. Maybe the Evorim of an Ola would not come before the Emurim of a Chachas, or a Chachas after all, is Mechachas of Chayve Krisis for very serious Avedis. Mishum Hachitone Chachas. Therefore, the Mishnah just used the word Chachas, but not to imply necessarily, so that would imply, in other words, when it comes to the Evorim, yes, we're going to say that specifically the Evorim of the Chachas come before the Ola, not necessarily the Evorim of the Osham. But when it comes to the blood, not necessarily is the Mishnah meaning to exclude the blood of the Oshem from this. Maybe in fact the blood of the Oshem would come before the Ola because the Oshem is Mechaper. Okay. So the Gemara says Toshma. Well, let's bring another proof. Chatas kedemis la'Oshem. The Mishnah said the Chatas comes before the Oshem, implying Chatas u'dekod melei la'Oshem, aval Ola lo, implying only a Chatas comes before an Oshem, and Ola does not. Otherwise, the Mishnah could have said Ola kedemis la'Oshem. My lav v'dam. Shouldn't we assume that we're talking about when it comes to the blood? And that would show that, yes, the Ola's blood does not come before the Osham. The Osham has to come first because it's Mechaper, and that's so the same way as the Chatas comes before the Ola, the same way the Osham would come before the Ola. And the answer is Loi, not necessarily. At Emurim, it may be referring to the Emurim. So when it comes to the Emurim, as we're saying, that the ones of the Ola come first because their whole Ola is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Osham only parts of it are burnt on the Mizbeach. But we don't necessarily have to say the Mishnah is referring to the blood at all. And in fact, the Gemara says, "Dei kavam." In fact, it's seen from the wording of the Mishnah that it's not talking about the blood. De katani, because the Mishnah says, "Mitnei domonitan," because later on the Mishnah says, because its blood of the chatas is placed on the four kronos and on the yisoid. Implying that we're not yet talking about after the blood was sprinkled, we're talking about when the blood has to be sprinkled. Shema Amina, so that proves it. But before that, we're not talking about, the blood. If it did, then the Mishnah wouldn't have said, Mepnesha Domo Nitan, implying that its blood, the blood of something else that we were talking about, is placed on the four kronos. Instead, it would have said, Mepnesha Hini Tennis, Mepnesha Hu Nitan, or whatever. So that implies that the flow of the Mishnah is the Chatas. The flow of the Mishnah therefore is the Chatas comes before the Osham, meaning when it comes to its Emurim. The Emurim of the Chatas come before the Emurim of the Osham. Nothing we're not discussing what happens as far as the blood of them. So therefore, we don't have a basis on the basis of the Mishnah to say that the blood of an Ola should come before the blood of the Osham. And in fact, we can say the Mishnah is saying Chatas Kodemus for Osham, but only as far as the Emurim, not necessarily as far as the blood, and therefore we don't really have anything to say whether the Ola comes before the Osham or the other way around. Okay? The Mishnah says Chatas Kodemus, although the Chatas comes first because you put the blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach and the Yisod. So the question is, Adrab Osham Kodim. On the other hand, shouldn't there be a reason maybe to say that the Osham comes first? Shekein Yeshle Kitzba, because the Osham has a Chumra over the Chatas. Most Ashamas have a minimum value. Asham Gzelus, Asham Me'elus, a couple of others, are all required to be worth at least two Sloyim, as opposed to a Chatas, there's no such minimum. And the answer is actually the Hochi, Ribu de Mizbeach Odif. Nevertheless, the fact that the blood is placed on the Mizbeach in more places outweighs that factor, and therefore the Chatas comes before the Hashem. Okay. The Mishnah had continued that the Oshem Kodim L'Toy Dechola. that the Oshem comes before the Torah, because we said the Oshem is Kodesh Kodeshim, because it's Kodesh Kodeshim. So the question is, on the other hand, Adrabah Toda ve'el Nozer Kadmi, on the other hand, shouldn't the Toda and El Nozer come first, came to Unin Lechem, because the Toda and El Nozer have to come together with loaves of bread where the Oshem doesn't, and that means there's a greater Kedusha over here. And the answer is, Afilahochi, Kodshi Kodshim Adifi, nevertheless, the fact that the Oshem is Kodshi Kodshim wins out over that, and therefore the Oshem comes first. Okay, Toda ve'el Nozer chula. We said the Toda and El Nozer come before the Shlomim because the Toda and El Nozer are eaten for only one day, as opposed to the Shlomim is eaten for 2 days. And also because the Toda and El Nozer requires bread, whereas the Shlomim does not. So the question is, Adraba Shlomim Kadmi. On the other hand, shouldn't we argue there should be reason the Shlomim should come first? Shekhen Yeshin Litzibur Kibayachid, because you have a Shlomim of the Tzibur, the Zivcha Shalmi Tzibur that are brought on Shavuos. There's no such thing as a Toda of the Tzibur or the El Nazir of the Tzibur. So maybe for that reason, the Shlomim should be considered to have greater Kedusha, because there's a type of Shlomim which is a Korban Tzibur, and in fact is Kodshe Kodshin. And the answer is, nevertheless, the fact that it's eaten for one day is considered to be the greater factor, and therefore that has greater kedusha. So again, all these things would be the chachamim had to weigh the factors, and the chachamim concluded that this factor outweighs the other one. What about between the Toda and the El Nozer themselves? We said it's between the Oshem versus the Toda of El Nozer, and the Toda of El Nozer versus the Shlomim, but what about within a Toda and an El Nozer themselves? If you have both of those are available to be brought, which one comes first? Toda Kodma Shekhen Tona Dalad Min Elechem. Maybe the Toda comes first because it requires four types of bread, as opposed to the El Nozer requires only two types. Maybe the ram and the nazir comes first. Shekhen yeshim edomim acherim, because the ram and the nazir comes together with other korbanos. When the nazir finishes his mezuzah successfully and brings his ram as a shlomim, he also brings two other korbanos as well, a chatas and an oila. So maybe therefore that's reason enough to say that his ram outranks the toyda. And the answer is, Toshma, Zuka, Gemis, Lazu. We learn in a Braisa that the Toda comes before the El Nozer, Shazucha, Una, Dalim, and Elechem, because the Toda requires four types of bread, as opposed to the Ram and the Nozer requires only two types. So the Braisa makes it clear there is the answer, the Toda comes before the El Nozer. The fact that the El Nozer comes with other Probanas is not reason enough to outrank the Toda. Next, the Shlomim Kodim and the Bechor Chola. We said the Shlomim comes before the Bechor because the Shlomim is applied to all four sides and the Zveach and the Bechor only in one place. And the Shlomim, we said, had several other things as well. It requires Smicha and the Sochin and Tnufas Chos of Ashoi. So this one says, Adrabba Bechor Kodim. Maybe we should argue on the contrary, the Bechor should come first. Shekin Kedushosim Erechem, because as we said in the Mishnah, the Bechor is Kedusha, is from when it's born, as opposed to a Shlomim, is generally you makdish an animal for a Shlomim only later in life. And also that the Bechor is eaten only by Kohenim, whereas the Shlomim is eaten by everybody. And the answer is again, Afilahochi, Mitzvah Siseris Adifi. Nevertheless, the fact that the Shlomim has a larger number of mitzvahs associated with it, the Smicha and the Nesachim and so forth, is reason enough to put it first. Okay? We said HaBechor Kodim Chol. We said the Bechor comes before Meiser because the Bechor has Kedusha from when it's born and because it's eaten only by Kohenim. So the question is, Adrab Meiser Koidim, you could argue on the contrary that Meiser should come first, because Meiser has a Chumrah over Bechor. Shekein Mekadosh Lefonav V'L'Achrav, because the Bechor is Mekadosh, is Mekadosh what's before and after it. Namely, the we'll learn Be'ez Hashem in a few months in Bechoros, Masechta Bechoros also deals at the end with Maisa Behema. So you have the person has the animals in the pen, and he goes and they're walking out one by one. He's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., up to 10. The Mishnah describes over there, and the Gemara deals in detail with the fact that if he made a mistake and mistakenly designated the 9th animal as number 10, or he mistakenly designated the 11th animal as number 10, then they have a degree of kedusha. In the case of the 11th, it has to be that he didn't actually
designate the 10th as number 10. He designated a different number. We had a few days ago in Tanya and in the Hovin Prata Halachas, how rare that could be. Of course, we should make a triple mistake like that, but in any case, it is hypothetically possible. And the fact is, the din is that you have cases where both the 9th animal and the 11th animal have a degree of Kedusha and have to be left to, until they develop a mum and use them to buy another korban, or they themselves are brought as a korban, etc. The Mishnah discusses it at the end of Bechoris. The point is, Meister has that unique feature that not just the 10th is published, but sometimes so is the 9th and the 11th, as opposed to Bechora, no such thing. So maybe therefore the Meister should be go ahead of the Bechora. And the answer is, nevertheless, the fact that the Bechora was born already Kaddish outranks that, and therefore the Bechora comes first. Okay? And we said in the Mishnah, Meister Kodim Mo'ofis Chula, Meister Behemoth comes before birds, because the Meister is a Zevach, it's Shechted, and most Chorbanos are Shechted, and because you have those parts of it that are burnt on the Mizbeach, the blood is sprinkled, and the Emurim are offered on the Mizbeach. So the question is, Adraba Oifis Kadmi, maybe there should be reason to say that birds should come first, Shekodshe Kodshish, Ken Kodshe Kodshim, because the bird is always Kodshe Kodshim. There's only two types of bird Korban, Chatas and Ola, and both of them are Kodshe Kodshim, as opposed to Behemoth, as Kodshim Kalim. Nevertheless, the Gemara answers, nevertheless, the fact that the Maiser is a type of Korban that is Shechted outranks that, and therefore that goes first, ahead even of the bird Korban. So now the Gemara will digress a little bit, which we'll talk about tomorrow, Bez Hashem, about the kedusha of the emurim of kodshim kalim, and use our mishnah as a proof, and then we'll get back to the rest of the mishnah and talk about the order of precedence of korbanos.